And this, this, recap. All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, February 15th meeting of the Portland City Council, the AM session. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Udaley? Wheeler?
Here. Could you please call the first? Oh, actually, no, I have to read this. Sorry. So our next order of business is communications. I want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and decorum. The purpose of the city council hearings is to hear recommendation from the community on the public's business. In order to hear to everyone and to give due consideration to issues before the council, we have to endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear to everyone, both those here and those watching at home or on TV, I want to quickly review some of the testimony guidelines. My hope is that these details help everyone to feel comfortable and indeed to also ensure that decorum is maintained. During the meeting, there's two opportunities for public participation. The first is communications. If you'd like to have the opportunity to speak to the council through communications, you need to make arrangements in advance to do that. We always welcome hearing people during communications. And of course, throughout the session, first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances, there will be public testimony, but it has to be focused on the issue that's at hand. Please do state your name for the record. We don't need your specific address. If you're a lobbyist, we ask that you disclose that. If you're here representing an organization, we ask that you disclose that as well. Individuals typically get 3 minutes to testify. Sometimes, due to time constraints, we have to shorten that. If that's the case, we'll let you know. There's a lighting system up there and a bunch of beeps. It'll be really obvious when you have 30 seconds left, and then it'll just go ballistic when you hit your time limit. If you have handouts, please give them to Carla. She's the council clerk, and she'll make sure we all get them. It goes without saying that disruptions to the meeting, disrupting testimony, that is obviously not allowed. We want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to be heard. We ask that people not express applause or dismay with anybody's testimony. A simple thumbs up or thumbs down or jazz hands or whatever helps to keep the meeting moving. So with that, Carla, could you please